those things are easier to visualize than they are to apply, than they are to walk out. And the thing that's really been on my mind is I want a current, day-by-day walk with the living God, that Christ is alive, and that's the secret to the Christian life, and I want to lay my life before Him day-by-day and find out what He wants me to do and to walk in it. It's really easy to fall into a pattern of a general understanding of most truths and just kind of function in a way that's far from God. It's faithful, it's disciplined, it handles each crisis situation accordingly and maintains a certain amount of order, but it's not like the wind. It's predictable, it's methodical, and it's afraid of risk. It's afraid of the unknown, the direction that I've never been before, I've never thought before. I wouldn't say that because that's untested ground. I wouldn't go that way. I wouldn't risk in that direction. What's predictable? If someone asks a question, what's sort of the standard reply to that? Versus being in touch with a living God today and laying my life before Him in a real constant way. And I really feel like I needed to say that to you guys as a whole. That whole theme has been on my heart for us as a people, but because it's been on my heart for me as an individual, I'd like to share a little bit out of it's not really a journal, but it's kind of a journal. About once every month I write something. I'll just read part of it. This is last night, I don't know, midnight or so. Do I desire to hear from heaven in a daily way? Or am I satisfied to hear nothing and to do nothing, to build my own house, to take the low road, and to sit back with a relaxed attitude? Does it bug me for a day to pass with very little divine fruit, permanent change in the hearts and lives of people? Am I even curious of God's thought for my responsibility and opportunity to walk with Him through the events and circumstances of a given day? Is there an ever-present hunger for more? A hunger for reality, or is the hunger present only for gatherings, or mimicked by guilt at the end of what feels like a wasted day? Am I content to live life without a current burden for my current responsibilities from the current living God, or are the concepts I've learned a sufficient substitute for a real current hunger to hear from the living God? Man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that continually proceeds from the mouth of God. If there is not a hunger for God's current thought, then I'm as good as dead. He won't force feed me. He might crumble my house with calamity to get my attention and snap me back to reality because of His great mercy. I must have as the foundation of my life the current revelation from the Father by the Spirit of the living Christ. And it is to Him, the living, reigning, alive Christ, that I must abandon myself to lay at His feet as a dead man and to offer my life as a living sacrifice, that I might find His wonderful will. The hunger and desperate craving for God's righteousness in my life, attitudes, priorities, and the desperate desire to honor heaven's current thought will govern my tongue and my thoughts in a way that self-discipline will never touch. I want that, a life driven and controlled and impassioned by heaven versus tamed and instructed on the outside with my heart far from Him. Man, I just want to let you guys know that those things are the cry of my personal heart. And on another level, yes, they're the cry of my heart for us as a people. But I don't want to separate that and appear that I understand this and so I'm sharing it. But it convicts me, and so I share it. And I'm constantly drawn in that direction. At the end of the day, it haunts me if I just gave something predictable and standard and whatever in a situation that I really didn't turn to God and lay my life before Him, lay what I think I understand before Him, and God, what do You want me to do? How can we get out of this jam? I remember about a week ago, there was a certain situation that was brand new. I don't even remember what it was. And through having to wrestle with it, it really seemed like God had brought an answer to the situation. And my very next thought was, I've got to write this down. Because if I don't write this down, I don't have a good enough memory to apply it. And I'm not going to be able to do it right next time. I've got to write this down somewhere. And I couldn't bring myself to do it. I'm going to get here next time the same way I got here this time, by wrestling with God. And if I won't do that next time, then I don't, because this answer may not be next time's answer. It seems so right that I want to write it down and log it somewhere, but I can't live that way. I can't live on what was yesterday's manna, what was there and what was right. I've got to know what God wants me to do in this situation afresh today, and to abandon my life to the living God. And please pray for me in that regard.